This day 1674, the Rosh Shulchan Yomi, they are doing Ibn Ezer, Simon Aleph, Sib Dalid through Ches. Dalid. Yesh Mekdosh Kosu, those are great posts and wrote. Shish Avshay Mitzvah Pere Riva, you know, woman's not commanded to be fruitful and multiply. Kom Chavis, the Shabbos is one of those she's obligated in settling the world. But any code of Varmala, there's no basis for the statement. Kom Mitzvah Pere Riva, the entire purpose of Mitzvah Pere Riva, Umi Dam Shabbos, is in order to settle the world. If women are not commanded Pere Riva, male are not established with Shabbos Yitzhar, so they're not commanded to settle the world. Right, brothers, there's clear evidence in this. And I show Chazal. Then Chazal say, "If a husband is it's impediment from the husband that he cannot conceive, and the woman cannot force him to divorce her." Although there are ways around that. Hashem is going to say that she's commanded to settle the world. Why should she not be able to compel him? Famous Tosis. As he points in the bracket, said that the woman is Chayim Shabbos. It's not that they're required to do Shabbos. The Shabbos be Shabbos, rather they have an affinity to Shabbos. By Gam Kenu, certainly this is the case. Gam Heim, Mar Mishu Shalom, they enhance the sentiment of the world. Because the Shabbos Yitzor, you know, Tzivui, because the pasuk itself of the world is created for Shabbos is not a commandment. El Sipur Dvarim, it's a story which is telling us a narrative. Because Baruch Ba'olamo, because Baruch created the world, she Yis Yashvu, that it should be settled. She says to him, "We should settle it." Kamnashi Michal, and we're also including the settlement. Zeshon Rosenu Shom, that's what Rabbi say there. Nechetz Shiv Chachetz Baschorin. Either Rabbi say that a woman who's half slave and half free, Chen Yechol, and they'll say, Lo Ever Lo Ben Chorin, that she can't marry neither a slave nor a free person. Malyin Abutukim Shaytan Selish, that were it to Shrish, she would get married in a Kofinas Rabbi Shishacharah. We would compel her master to release her. Blake Mishum Shalom not to impede the settlement of the world. Elamishum Ano Batuchim, but since they're not sure that she's going to get married, she's not required to get married. People look at the rabbi there, we don't compel her master to release her. Zaguva Raish Ano Batuva Klum, and that itself is a proof that she's not mandated anything. Looking. Because in this case, we're not sure she's going to get married. She has to get married in order to fulfill Shabbos. She's not required to do Shabbos. Somebody who is, through him, there is an impediment in settling the world. Like this master, or he has a slave or a female who's half free, the Majin Leros. We make an effort to see. She called them Rabbi Shuvish Olam. They should be able to enhance the settlement of the world. Much as I was here, they seem to change Shamazai. Even though there's no code requiring a coming upon them. I guess because they're not capable of doing this point in this situation. There's a question from the Shabbos Yitzhar, it's a rabbi. No, that's not what I'm saying. Say the Vine Misha, you're the H. Kubi, we shall look Mosea, Rav Shishu, Ever, Shivu, Khazi, Bechon, to my children, should take Bechon, we got about Shibu Shalom. If they're impeding somebody from doing a Yushalom, we make sure that they do so. What's not your day, Sim Shay Shalom sign? Avshay Mutuchi Balaim, even though there's no obligation upon them. Would still require them to do so. But Zesh Kosh Hashem, the Shabbos Yitzhara, Mitzvah Rabbahi, I'm still not sure exactly where it's going with this. He took a very controversial position here, saying that Shabbos is not shaykh to women, and more seems to indicate that Shabbos is shaykh to women. He's trying to justify his position. But he says that it says there, But Zesh Kosev Shalom Shabbos Yitzorah Mitzvah, it sounds like it is a mitzvah. And we all do want to give and release in order to do the mitzvah Shabbos, both Chatzi Yevi Chatzi Baschorim and Chatzi Shvila Baschorim Baschorim. And a Kavona. The Rosh Hashanah says it's not a Kavona Shit. Do mitzvah with us Adam Zeh. There's mitzvah on this person. Chatzi Yevi Chatzi Baschorim and Chatzi Shvila Baschorim. Mitzvah Baschorim. The mitzvah peer of Yeribyo. The mitzvah is provu. We should stop it. Whoever's required to do it, it's required to do it. But rather, because peer review is on account of Shabbos, when the Hashem wants to enhance the wisdom of this world, can we have a basic Rosh Aliyah equal Bedover, our God, the Lazar, Af, Misha, Lori, Sava, peer review? And a basic is required to show, to make sure there are no impediments to this, even somebody who's not required to approve. Okay, hey, Kosev Shittas Rabbi Chaiko, and Parshas Bracha, Bezel Shona, the Shittas writes, Chav Meisso, Mitz of Nashi, Amiso is required to marry women, who they bunny and give birth to children, Miasik, Peridah, and Bimbam, Provo, the Steve Kahuna, the Nashim, a little bunny, Banos. Pasgim Yo, they take women and give birth to sons and daughters. Let me buddy, so not just a Jew, even a non-Jew, Mifkara Peridah, he's required to be fruitful and multiply, the Steve, by 10 Provo, Akan Lashina. Parshas not Gaza Gankin, and Parshas not the Shilas also writes, Mechim and Basis, so the Basis, so Mitzam Noshi, Amisos required to marry women, Lodi Benin, give birth to children, give me Perivirivia, Phil Peru, Akan Shom. Look at Shandav, Yichom, Mifkar, Perivirivia. But there doesn't write that Goyim are required to do Perivirivia. Payments for Mitzis, Perivirivia, payments, they know, Peru was not with Shem, Mitzis. Kamu Chazam, a Furish, Chazal say explicitly, Chenkos, Kod Baiskim. Nearly got my gun, ain't coming up, coming us the Chib. So when he writes in Zoyz Bracha that the Goyim also are involved, connected to Puravu, it doesn't mean absolute obligation. Because the Lord became a mitzvah. It's not to the mitzvah precious as a Bracha. So I saw the precious Noach, he wrote it, then Parsh Noach, then because of Sham, the Kim Pir Virivia, therefore he wrote in Parsh Noach to fulfill Pir Virivia. Kankos Sabin here wrote Umiyasa Pir Virivia, involved in Pir Virivia. Furthermore, the income must come mitzvah. The king mitzvah is going to say that Goyim are required to fulfill the mitzvah. Let me be called the Yom Yo. Why bring the Pesach Yom Yo? Below Kroy Torah, not the Pesach Yom Torah itself. I'll come in also, but it rather means I'm in the Shagol Olam, and it's the custom of the world, Baratzah Kosh Baruch Hu, and God's will, be Shuv Olamo to settle his world. Kamasi Kshom includes that Ami Shukim, period, very good, even somebody who fulfilled Peruvu. Yisrael Yishal Bas Bani, which marry a woman who can give birth to children. There's that body, ain't no mitzvah, Shishu Torah, there's not a mitzvah, say the Raisa. It's in the enhanced population of the world. So, this all human beings are good. Even though there's no mitzvah on any specific individual by non-Jews, I have a class meaning anoshi, but on the totality of the human species, there is a obligation for revu, obligation, and let's say a concept. To enhance the sentiment of the world. What's a kosher baruch like Hashem? As is the will of Hashem. Shmeiachas Adam es Noach ubanav, to bless Adam and Noach and his children. Brachas per brachas per verivia. Brachas per vu. Chargis hiram. Then he warned them afterwards. Omar started telling them, "Vatem per vu." Omar zayot tzuri. This is my will. By swanik with mitzvah zuakolachem Yisrael. And Jews specifically, this mitzvah was affixed to each and every individual Jewish male. Kind of mitzvah zu. To fill this mitzvah, because she's tavukol mitzvahs. But non-Jews were not commanding all the other mitzvahs. Lo yistabu gam b'zeh, not required to do mitzvah either. She'achiyah b'kol ha'chamayim. They have an obligation to each and every one of them. Al-klal umah, but rather on the totality of the nation, even non-Jewish nations. I say, b'chaz Hashem, the b'chaz Hashem, she yifru b'yirbu, they should be fruitful and multiply. So he's b'chaz Yisasku b'shev Salam, and Hashem wants them to be involved in settling the world. Rasam v'siv dal l'inyan noshim, like we saw in terms of women. Because the Yirmi, that's a real part of the Yirmi, and Shinobi, he's Louis Yirm on mitzvahs. He's not telling you to do mitzvahs. I'm sure Shinobi, Dame Bagolus, but rather because they became weak in their termination, saying Golus. Armor, he said, Shalay Pu, Makim, Molam, never desist from sustaining the world. Shikundash, and give birth to women. As I said, to marry women, the other bunny mouse, give birth to women, to boys and girls. Mochen, Roy, Lamal, Chomin, Yoshi, this is probably to say, just like Yirmi said to Amiso, should say to all human beings. Says in brackets, Parsha Shilta is Nidchol Gubizah. Parsha Shilta is a difficulty with this Paschal Yom Yom being brought down. Then we Chazal say, and when the Obama Sanach Beis, Bnei Noach, Bnei Pir Verivan Ninu. Says, Bnei Noach are Bnei Pir Verivan. They have an affinity to it. Look when she's stopped, not that they're commanded to it. Look when she's shocked and Pir Verivan, where they are connected to it. Kimon, to stay in the world. So, that's the will of Hashem. And he says this is the intent of Rashi there in Yibamas. Vizel kamosha also a toilet sveis kol b'chayk mosam l'siv simon hay. And so the Torah forbade castrating any living being, even though the specific prohibition is limited for, it's limited to Jews, according to most opinions, but non-Jews are also, it's inappropriate for them. Avodim and Mitzuvim are period of Riva. Avodim are not commanded to be fruitful. One five years, we're saying the Seal of Mitzuvim, some of the rabbis, what they are. So it's like either the base, because of time, the world of reason, the Puravu, Akub, and Enoch, Steve, Afla, Canaan. Puravu is going all descendants of Noachim and Canaanites, even the descendants of Canaan. I can show. Peter Mary Mitzvah says, I've got to be seen at Elkon, the Sharachi, Rakhli, so, even though I'm signing on the actual obligation, only the Baal's and Amiso, Kokom Nelis, Abadish, Mitzvah, Kisha, and Alain, the Sharachi. Women are Chayim Mitzvah like a woman, so therefore they still have an obligation. Five teaching Torahs, even though a woman is exempt, Zem nation ain't a bas kibush, because that's because she doesn't go out to conquer and war. Zelkin says, Mila Shrebe, it's just like the Mitzvah Mila, which even though a woman is not required to do, an Evan is required to do. That's Mishlamech. Zeshikos was after the Canaan. That was sure that applies to Canaan. Mineshah Olam, Nemar Ebe Abani Mielachah, because it says that he's supposed to be a slave for his brothers. Nevertheless. The Da'at Kakal Yishmadesh, you know, there's a great principle here that I feel also Mishin Elam Chobakai Mitzvah Zu. Even though it's only the obligation for this mitzvah pervum, we come and come when they fulfill pervivya mitzvah, it's called a mitzvah that they're performing. Mitzvah gabi chover reshus kari lei, and the mitzvah is often when juxtaposed in a conversation with chover, it's called reshus. V'rayel is them in medrash and chum parash noish klas and each mitzvah pervivya yosim in isha. This so there's evidence this formulation is from the fact that it says. It's that Chumah, the man is commanding for Rivi, Yoitz Menisha, more than a woman. I'm the boy, and I'm a Yishmitzah. So it's the season of her. There's also a mitzvah, but she has no obligation to fulfill it. Therefore, if somebody had children, he was a non-Jew. He's not commanded to appear Rivi any further. But she's born, they should come and say, Yoitz Menisha, even though you weren't obligated at that time, but you did fulfill the principle of the matter. Interesting idea. Okay, back to this look at the Ran, which has a Kushan Sanchez shame. It's look what he says later on down at Simon Lam Vavsi base. Okay, Zain. I feel that Shakim Pir Vribia, even though you feel Pir Vribia, Yeshlo, Karbe Bunny, but else he has many sons of daughters. He may say Stol Girsha, whose wife died, or he divorced her. Also, yes, but he should now be without a wife. Shemarat says, Lotoba Yosef Dom Avado. It's not good for a person to be alone. Mitzvah Chamihu, it's a mitzvah drabonim, today shaloy avoyde here not to come to inappropriate thoughts. Rambam and Hilchos. Okay, now I feel that thereby social anyway lalid, therefore even knows about himself that he's not capable of conceiving old anymore. Come, nevertheless, Lehemob Leisha, he should not remain without a wife, Mishum Hero, because of lascivious thoughts. See, Mishlah Shah, so basically, Mashish Inchil Beset, from the fact that the post can be not drawing distinctions, it sounds like there's no distinction. Feel Muzaki, even his elderly, Chayab the Kachisha, he has to marry another wife. Now, we've heard about great and good people, Shaezik Nusam, in their old age. But Misa Sisha, when their wife died, Enam Nosim Isha, Domasam, they remained celibate until the day of their death. How come? There's somebody could say, they came in the Ains of Mina Torah, since it's not be the Raisa, who crowd the low Toba Yoso, the Vado, and the Pasuk, the invocation of the Pasuk. It's not good for man to be alone. A smachta ba'amun means that it's only just a mnemonic device, that it's not actual direct derivation. So therefore, and v'atam ishum hira avera, and the reason is account of having inappropriate thoughts. Em yodim b'atzmam ha'shokim hira, and they know themselves that they're far from these kinds of thoughts. They're using the sun because of their elderliness, which is some of their weakness. Therefore, they exempt themselves from this obligation. Chem yodim b'atzmam ha'shokim hira avera. Also he knows that it's difficult for him to have literal relations with a woman or to relate to a woman. By a part, he's certainly exempt. Koshkin she'edom ha'mele parasol, certainly there's nothing with which to support her. Ches, chen tzibur ha'chom 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 command that she makir ba'atso v'shadayin roi lo'lid, that he knows that he still can conceive a child. You saw Isha ba'az bani, he should marry a woman who can have children. Im ma'amadom ha'sir ba'nazom, if he is of a sufficient stature to support the children, which I guess she has already, and she will have. Chachamu Chazal Nasi shall be al duso. Chazal say, married a wife in your youth. Yisab say, duso, you should get married your old age. Shall be al duso. If you're married, children of youth, you love money, was a consul, you should have children of your old age. Everyone says, Baboker zoras yorecha, pasuk koel tzuchiyav. In morning, plant your seed. Erev atan chedech in the evening, do not forsake it. Do not let your hand shirk. Ki en chedech eiz yishur. I don't know which will be appropriate in the end. As those are the early crop or the late crop. The both crops are good. Kachnim so alocha. This alocha. Mekon kachos arabein rama. Tushis yore. The Rama writes, if you're afraid, shim yisa isha bas banim. If he marries a woman who has, I'm not sure. I think it means she can have children, not that she already has children. His existing children will get into fights with his new wife. Mutzi saw isha she'ed bas bani. He can marry a woman who cannot give birth. I'm not sure. Maybe it means the ketubah will come between the children who he's going to have and his wife. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. Because afraid, a fear of a fight, you can negate the mitzvah of not leaving your hand, not shirking in old age. But it's not a hetter to do an avera. I don't know what it refers to here. Yeshua Lush Pei is Gabriel Yitzhar, love to be concerned, Messes Yitzhar will overcome him. I don't know what avera is referring to. This also is an indication of the Rambam, who writes, "Lo'eso dam akrav is kind of an honest person not marry a woman who is barren or elderly or is not fertile. Lutana shenu with a late or a woman who is too young to give birth. And can keep mitzvah peirivya unless fill the mitzvah peirivya kind of shonim. Before then, keep peirivya. So it's clear if you didn't fulfill peirivya, holy soul shenu with a late. Marry a woman who is even not suitable to give birth." That must mean Isha is not by his money. Chaka bestow parakos of Abi Shakim Pir Vivya. But the end of Peg writes, you know, person will fill Pir Vivya. Hareyu Matul, let me do this. I mean, he is a Chivdra, a bunch of Abatam, and he firstly busts because Mashish Bakwach. It's an obligation not to desist from Pir Vivya as long as he has the strength, the capacity to do so. Shalom Moisin never shakas me soaking the Bana Oilam. Anybody has a Jewish soul, it's as if they built a world. Kind of Shona. So it's a contradiction. The Zelkin Hider Mitzvah. So he says it's not really a mitzvah in classic sense, it's a Hider Mitzvah. Minhag Derecha Eretz, it's something which is above and beyond, and the way of the world. I mean, he's equal with Davar. If there's an impediment, Eko Vazoga, we don't compel him. Skeno, Nikra is Koshkonosa Imo, Kedershu Noshima Skenos, Menhag Peretz Bekach. An elderly woman who, for this definition, I guess a woman you would assume not going to have children, is anybody who's called Ima, as an honorific, as is done with elderly women, and she's not sensitive to that. If you're like Pettis, Ima, she's sensitive. Came she killed a Klaus Nosea, starting with Klaus Gorn, came to call the Nosheim, she came to Josea, when she reaches the years where women are generally not offended, they're called Ima XYZ. Javi Skana is considered to be a Skana. Okay, that's it for today.